going to really get into the thick of it during this show. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Here's some of the headers. An Islamic leader killed in Detroit while the U.S. is getting ready to pay Taliban members to switch sides in Afghanistan. Smart strategy or stupid? We'll talk about it. How about this? Two jets come within 90 feet on the ground at LAX. Wow, what is going on? This is yet another time this has happened within 4 days on the heels of what happened with those Northwest Airlines pilots, those boneheads who flew past Minneapolis by 150 miles. We're going to have our pal DJ Frost on to talk about it. He's been all over the place in these routes, et cetera, and in the skies internationally. So it'll be interesting to get his perspective on pilots and what's going on with pilot fatigue and all that sort of stuff. I hope I don't sound fatigued. Couple of cold slash flu with my Philadelphia Phillies and a huge win over the Yankees 6-1 in the World Series. Wow. Cliff Lee with 10 strikeouts clearly had amazing stuff with a spiked curveball. And then Chase Utley's two homers did some serious damage right there with putting up one spot in the third and then another one in the sixth. And then the Phillies adding a couple more runs in the eighth and the ninth. And it was nice to get this first win, I think, out of the gate, silencing many of those New Yorkers. You know who you are. I love New York. I'm always in a New York state of mind, but not when it comes to the Philadelphia Phillies. And I have been getting ripped to shreds by so many of my old pals at the Fan and other places. I mean, they're just jabbing me, poking me, if you will. But I feel good that the Phillies came out of the gate with a big win in New York. And listen to that enthusiastic crowd in Minneapolis. Man, do I love the people in Minnesota. So supportive, even though it's not their team. Who better to talk to right at the top? Every week we talk to him. Ticket broker and sports fan, Mike Davis joins us. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. You know, if the Phillies had four more Cliff Lees, they'd already have their rings now.
Yeah, no kidding. He was amazing. And what I liked about him, and somebody should, you know, everybody listening, even if you're not a sports fan in Connecticut and in Illinois and all the places that we're on, take note of what he said. He said, you know, I prepared for this. I did all the work, put all the work in. So it's just a joy. I just have passion for this game and I go out and have fun. I thought, wow, isn't that a great attitude? Because normally you think people get so wound up, they're nervous, but he had the right attitude. He said he put the work in, and boy, he sure had the right stuff, no question about it. I was looking at, Mike, a lot of sports writers' projections as to what would happen in the series, and only a few people picked the Phillies. And the ones who picked the Phillies, some of them picked them in five. One sports writer I know picked them in seven, but, of course, most of the writers were picking the Yankees. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Pedro Martinez on the mound again in New York tomorrow for the Phillies, and that place will erupt like you've never seen before because of all the things that have gone on in the past when Pedro, of course, was pitching for Boston. So it should be, I think this should be a really, really fun series.
Yeah, and I think it's going to go in through into November. You know, it's probably going to, I think it's going to go seven games because it's, the Yankees are going to come back and it's going to be a tight series, but it's going to be a great series, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great series, too, absolutely. So this is it for baseball. I mean, this is the big show, the World Series, that's it. And then baseball is done for another year. We're thick into it in the NFL, and there have been some good games, certainly, that have been played along the way. I mean, the ratings, I've said this before, couldn't be better than they've been in two decades. So a lot of people are watching the NFL, and there's some great storylines like Brett Favre and the Vikings, who they lost to Pittsburgh. That was our nail-the-score game of the week. Nobody nailed the score, but it was a fun game to watch. And the final, which was 27-17, doesn't really tell the tale because at the final quarter, even with 6 minutes to go, really the Vikings were still in this. Did you watch that game?
Yeah, I watched some of it. I was mainly enthralled with my Cowboys. They ended up beating a good team this week, but I watched some of that game with the Vikings and Brett Favre. I mean, he almost pulled it out. He gave the ball away there.
Yeah,
that kind of messed up. So, but you know, he's they're still, you know, they're 6-1, so they're in the thick of it.
Yeah, no kidding, to say the least. And plus, now the big matchup, of course, going back to Lambeau Field. You got the scenario, Brett Favre going back, and how will the crowd react? And, of course, now he's the big bad man that's leading the Minnesota Vikings, and this sets up to be certainly one of the big games of the week. But I think my team that I root for, the other Philadelphia team, of course, not in baseball, the Eagles and the Giants is intriguing as well. And this is being played in Philly right while all this other stuff is going on. So it's a crazy sports day there, but there are some really, really good matchups this weekend coming up in the NFL, don't you think?
Yeah, the like I said, the Giants in the and Philadelphia are is the big rivalry now in the East. It used to be Philadelphia and the Cowboys, but you know, and that's still big. But the Eagles have knocked around the Cowboys the last few years, especially the last game of the season last year. That was a disaster for the Cowboys. But you know, that's I think that's going to be a good game with the Giants. You know, they lost this last week. They've lost two in a row. So, you know, I think the Phillies have a chance. I mean, the Eagles have a chance with this.
It's easy to think of that Phillies. It's like, you know, imagine growing up there and thinking about it. You're going back and forth in your head. There's no question. Hey, and for people listening to us, you can get tickets because Mike's got them at easy-ticket.com to any of the things that we're talking about. And you might not be a sports fan. You might hate sports. But guess what? He also has concert tickets. And I'm sure that if you're not into sports, you're probably taking in a few concerts. And especially back east at some of those venues back east, well, everywhere now, the stadiums are so big and the facilities are incredible, I think, for these rock stars to play in. But you have tickets for just about anyone playing right now, right?
Oh, yeah. There's some phenomenal groups out. Lady Gaga, she's I think I mentioned this before, but she's starting on tour now. She her and Kanye West were going to tour together, but you know, he dropped out and she's picking up the slack. So, and you know, Chris Brown, he's out on tour you know, after his negative things, but he's going strong. So I think you know, there's a ton of concerts out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got tickets to them. Hey, we're almost out of time before we wrap this up. So, again, go to easy-ticket.com. College football, too. Now some really good matchups are coming up down the pike. I mean, not that there haven't been some great ones, but there are a lot of fun games that will start to unfold here now as we get closer to who's going to be the national champs and the bowl games and stuff, right?
Yeah, the you know, I thought that Texas was going to move up in the rankings this week. They're still at number three, but I think, you know, if they keep their nose clean between now and the rest of the season, they're going to go in as number two into the BCS championship, probably against Alabama.
And that'd be fun to watch that. I guarantee those tickets will be at a premium. So go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too, Kate. Talk to you then.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about what's going on in the skies. Crazy with these two jets and what's going on at LAX. You know, jet lands and other taxis toward the runway where the other was taking off. That could have been a disaster. Stay with us.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What is going on in the skies? I mean, this is crazy. Two jets come within 90 feet on the ground at LAX. The FAA has pretty much determined that a runway incursion brought the two passenger planes within that amount of space of each other on the ground at that airport. We were talking about it a little bit the other day. They said that it happened on Sunday and involved a Midwest Express jet that landed and taxied toward a runway, and on which a Northwest flight was taking off for Honolulu. Man, that could have been more trouble than you can imagine. And in the meantime, we've got all this discussion about what's going on with pilots and regulations, because you have those two Northwest Airlines pilots who lost their licenses just the other day after they missed their destination by 150 miles because they weren't paying attention to their instruments or the air traffic controllers who were trying to get a hold of them. Who better to have on the show than our friend, pilot DJ Frost? He's got a great website about flying stress-free. That's part of what he does, tries to help people who have the fear of flying. When we talk about stories like this, I don't think it makes anybody feel more comfortable. Oops, the pilot wasn't paying attention. And, of course, those pilots have become the butt of so many jokes on all the late-night talk shows, etc. And I can only imagine what it was like for both of them with the paparazzi staking out their house. But what a bonehead move. DJ, thanks for joining us once again. We appreciate the time.
Good evening, Kate, and great to be with you again.
Hey, let's talk first about those pilots. The first thing that comes out, because, of course, there's speculation galore about how could they have missed it, how can you miss where you're going and all that stuff. And so some of the things that were being reported before they even spoke and the National Transportation and Safety Board got involved and investigated was that maybe they fell asleep or they got into a heated argument about airline policy. And now both have said it was about being on their laptops and trying to figure out their scheduling system for Northwest. Were you surprised to learn that's what they were doing, that they were on the laptops, or no, that this is more common than you think?
Well, I'm just scratching my head since the story keeps changing. I just seem to think that there seems to be something else going on here, because I just can't imagine flying for over 90 minutes without any communication with the air traffic controllers, especially in the United States, because we're always going to centers, and this airplane has a moving map. You see your destination on there. I mean, I just got done flying from Ecuador to Miami today, and I had to talk to every different country as I went along, especially Cuba, or else they're going to launch MiG aircraft if they don't know I'm coming into their airspace. So it's quite perplexing, to say the least.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Reading newspapers, doing the laptop thing, all that sort of stuff, again, it just boggles the mind. You know, as you just mentioned, you were flying internationally. You've flown all over. You've flown domestically. And the entire time that you've flown and you've had other people with you, what are the plausible scenarios? I mean, wouldn't one of the two of you be paying attention, right, if somebody else was having a rough time or distracted?
Absolutely, and I think we have to really keep this in perspective, and everybody take a deep breath, that nothing did happen. Nothing went wrong. There was no casualties. Nobody got hurt. I guess the thing to keep in mind that concerned me was about possibly running out of fuel, or the National Guard of scrambling airplanes to intercept, because there could have been a suspicion that this plane was in a hijacked situation, and that is quite alarming, especially in this day and age, with the things that have gone on with terrorism. So those are the things that really start up. And for the pilots not to have this paying attention and just fly by because they're working on their laptops, I think there's something else here that's not being told.
All right, so they're suspended. Their licenses are suspended. Will they ever be able to fly again with that airline, do you think? I mean, it's speculation. Who knows?
Yeah, I know that they can appeal their pilot suspension, their license suspension, with the FAA and the NTSB. However, I'm not sure what other actions Northwest and Delta is now going to take, because it is quite a thing, though, that they weren't paying attention. They weren't doing the job that they were paying to do. And the whole professional pilot rank, we do take this personally, in that we strive to be professionals, pilots from every airline, and we really don't like to see this get such notoriety, especially when we're not even sure if the true story is being told of what did happen, because sometimes we get fatigued. I mean, we've all been at a hotel sometimes where there's a party in the next room and we don't get any sleep, and we're a little tired the next day. We might feel like we're ready to go to work, yet maybe get tired of while we're doing our job during the day. So I think there's a lot more to be had with this, and we're going to find out more.
Yeah, the other thing that I think is troubling is that the FAA, basically, as the Wall Street Journal said, and we were talking about it right away, that was my first question, they basically, DJ, broke their own rules because they took more than 40 minutes to alert the military when they had no communication with that flight last week. So wasn't that the idea after 9/11? Boy, you're not supposed to have these time lags, because, as you said, we always have that thought in the back of our head, what if something's going on in that plane? So that's kind of a shame on them, I would say. That's disconcerting, right?
Oh, it is. Absolutely. In fact, Ben, from what I understand, is the FAA then asked them to do certain maneuvers to make sure they were complying with the directions, that it wasn't a hijack situation, because, they're going to scramble the fighters, and they're going to take action now, because they don't want another 9/11 to happen. They don't want a plane used as a weapon of mass destruction. So when those, by not alerting the Air Force or the National Guard, then, there was definitely a break in the chain of how things are supposed to go in these instances, sure.
All right, how about this other story? This one time there was a horrible crash when I lived in California, and I was a TV reporter, and I can't remember now what the circumstances were, but it had to do with a taxiing plane, and the FAA is saying they've figured out that this runway incursion, as I said, had the two passenger planes within 90 feet of each other, actually on the ground at LAX, and it was the Midwest Express jet that I mentioned. It landed and it was taxiing toward a runway where you had the Northwest plane that was taking off for Honolulu. Boy, you have to be careful of those kind of things, because obviously you could have two planes that could explode, that could crash, right? So somebody dropped the ball on this one here, too.
Oh, and it has happened at LAX in the early 90s, actually. I was flying for US Air at the time, and we had one of our airplanes landed on top of another plane that was cleared on the runway, and that was actually air traffic controller error. Now, I'm not sure exactly if they gave the other plane clearance to cross the runway or not. We turn on all the lights. We have special procedures where we look both ways, all the pilots in the airplane. We look and we make sure the road is clear, just like you learn when you were a little kid, look both ways before crossing the street. We look both ways before we cross an active runway, and we turn on all the lights on the plane, and we really double check this because we just can't assume anything in certain instances, especially crossing an active runway where planes are taking off and landing. So this is going to be investigated further, and thankfully there wasn't any loss of life or anything that happened tragically.
Yeah, no kidding. I was there, and that was one of my first jobs out of school, and I interviewed somebody that was on that plane that came out, and boy, that man was he was just a wreck, and I don't blame him. He got out of the plane because, remember, some people got out of the plane, but then there were so many others that were killed because it caught on fire, and that was just awful. So they're going to talk to both of the pilots. Hey, plug your website if people are stressed
sure.
about flying.
Oh,
where
yeah.
can they go?
Yeah, in fact, I have a new free video course at flystressfree.com. I answer a lot of questions. I explain many things in aviation at flystressfree.com. It's a free five-course video series, and it did really short clips, about a minute or 2 minutes. Just all the common things that people ask me about fear of flying, flying airplanes, and as a hypnotist, I explain some things about helping get over fear of flying.
All right, DJ, always a pleasure to talk to you. Get some rest. If you were doing that Ecuador to Miami thing, you got to be a little tired.
I am indeed, yes. Thanks once again, Kate, for having me on, and always glad to help you and your audience get better educated about the things going on in aviation.
All right, excellent. You take care. We'll talk to you down the road. So as DJ was saying, and we just were talking about there, if we go back to what happened with those Northwest pilots, I think what's really, really disturbing is the fact that the air traffic controllers tried to get them on the radio about a dozen times and then tried to do it with text messages. But if you have those kind of communication gaps, then what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to contact the military and then other civilian agencies, and then that means somebody's got to get up in the air because, you know, we're not just talking about terrorism. It could be any kind of a hijacking situation. So they're looking into that as well. What happened when they tried to reestablish contact, and how come they didn't alert somebody higher up on the chain about the problem so that, you know, something could have happened in response to what was going on inside that plane. All right, we have odds and ends. A lot of other things are going on across the country and the world. We're going to jump right into the thick of it in just a minute here on ATN.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil,
Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Wednesday into Thursday show in the second hour. So if you collect things, whether it's sports memorabilia, beer steins, movie posters, I don't know, whatever it is, video games, and you have a question about what it's worth, this guy is like a walking encyclopedia. So make sure you copy down our digits, the same ones. Obviously, you're calling into America Tonight, and you can talk to Harry Rinker. He does a Sunday show here on GCN. That you can catch online, by the way, 8 to 10 Eastern time, 8 to 10 Eastern time, and then you can figure it out from there, 7, etc., on down the line. Coming up, we're going to do this day in history. A couple of things that I'll tell you about right from the get-go, though. In 1923, the Republic of Turkey was proclaimed. If we go to 56, during the Suez Canal crisis, Israel invaded Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, and the Huntley-Brinkley Report premiered as NBC's nightly television newscast. Isn't it interesting? A lot of times they, in the way back when, they had two people doing the news. Now it's just one. They even tried it. ABC was doing that, too, with Elizabeth Vargas and her partner, Bob Woodruff, until he was injured. And then they went with Charlie. But you have one person doing the evening news. But back then it was common to have two. Of course, the evening news isn't what it once used to be with so many people going to the Internet. Also, we'll have birthdays as well. I think you're going to recognize a lot of the birthdays on the list. I always say that, though, don't I? Everybody knows Winona Ryder. If you didn't know her as an actress, you knew her as a shoplifter. So she's celebrating a birthday. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Kate Jackson. She was one of the Charlie's Angels. I think Jacqueline Smith just had her birthday. They must have all been kind of right in a row. So she's got a pretty big birthday, and we'll tell you about that. One of the actors from The Simpsons, and one of the voices in The Simpsons with a birthday, and country singer Lee Clayton, among those that we'll jump to when we get to that segment. But first, before we do any of that, time for a little laughter with news you can abuse. And some of this is straight out funny. Some of it is just silly stuff. This is a crazy story. How far would you go to get tickets to see your favorite sports team? And, of course, this is only going to be another black eye on the poor city of Philadelphia. But police in a Philly suburb charge a woman that offered sex in exchange for series seats. According to the investigators, 43-year-old Susan Finkelstein posted an ad on Craigslist. Here we go again with Craigslist. She said she's a diehard Phillies fan and a buxom blonde in desperate need of tickets. An undercover officer responded. Police say the woman offered to perform various sex acts for the tickets. She now faces prostitution and other charges. Her lawyer denied the allegations to a local radio station. Speaking of the World Series, you know, usually there's friendly bets that are made on the World Series, particularly between politicians of the two cities. So it's no surprise, really, that New York Mayor Bloomberg and Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter decided to do that. Here's what happens. If the Phillies repeat as champs, Bloomberg will come to Philly to help paint a mural at a rec center, and he'll have to wear a Phillies jersey while he does it. If the Yankees win, Nutter will help paint the interior of New York City school. Bloomberg says he's already picked out a Derek Jeter jersey for Nutter to wear. The series, of course, began in New York last night. The Phillies have the first game 6-1. They beat New York. So all these people that think the Yankees are automatically going to get it when their payroll is twice as big as Philadelphia's, hold your horses, because Philly could repeat. Here's one that's wild out of New Jersey. A dozen New Jersey women are standing by the men naked. The ladies have shed their clothes and posed for a calendar to fight prostate cancer. The Stand By Your Man 2010 calendar sells for $20. It benefits the Prostate Cancer Coalition of New Jersey. So check this out. The women are naked. Their modesty, of course, is protected by some strategically placed props. Retired 71-year-old Kathleen Garner is Miss February. She says the calendar is a little risque, but very tasteful. I don't know. Pretty tough to do that, but for a good cause. Hopefully, here's the thing. If they do this, hopefully it piques enough interest that people buy the calendar so money goes to the coalition, so then it's all for a good cause. It's a big-time battle of breweries. The big brewers are now slugging it out over ultra-low-calorie suds. Boy, you've seen a ton of ads for that. Miller Genuine Draft 64 and Select 55 from the maker of Budweiser. A regular Bud has 150 calories and 5% alcohol, rather. But along with fewer calories, the ultralight beers have less of a buzz. So they're kind of watery. They've been testing this on the younger set, and that's what they're saying. They say that it's tough to feel the alcohol. So do you really want to cut the taste while cutting the calories? You know, it's the yin and yang of life. What you put in is ultimately going to show. Jog a little bit longer. I don't know. Let's talk some pizza. Speaking of beer and pizza, that goes good together. Some people ordering pizza in Wausau, Wisconsin, will have their pies delivered on fire trucks. The fire trucks will also be handing out smoke detectors. That's kind of cool. It's part of a state program to increase awareness about the importance of having smoke detectors in homes. Families ordering from the pizzerias are picked at random to have the fire truck delivery. Yeah. And from Baltimore, a giant pink flamingo is heading back to Cafe Han. I've actually eaten there. It's a famous restaurant in Baltimore, and it's good. They have good sandwiches and stuff, and somebody told me about it, and I was there for some I don't know, broadcasting thing or whatever, and we went there. And they have all kinds of crazy things inside. The owner of the Baltimore restaurant was ordered to remove the neighborhood landmark because she didn't have the required city permit. The Baltimore Sun reports that the cafe owner says she and the city have agreed on a licensing fee that will run about $400 a year. Oof, anything for money. She's mystified why the city waited so long to make an issue of her giant bird. She says the wire and fabric pink flamingo went up 7 years ago. Good thing that they're not charging her for back. Give me the back money for that $400 permit. Can you imagine? I guess they can't do that, though. Time for this day in history. There are 63 days left in the year. It is October 29th. Yep. Hard to believe, huh? 1929 on this date is known as Black Tuesday. Wall Street crashed, heralding the beginning of the Great Depression. Oh, we don't want to relive that day. In 1618, Sir Walter Raleigh, the English courtier, military adventurer and poet, was executed in London. Can anybody tell me why? If you can, I'll send you a prize, americatonight.net. And don't look it up on the internet. I'm trusting you're not going to cheat. In 1940, Secretary of War Henry Stimson drew the first number, 158, in the lottery for America's first peacetime military draft. In 1966, the National Organization for Women was formally organized during a conference in Washington, D.C. And in 67, Expo 67 in Montreal closed after 6 months. In 79, on the 50th anniversary of the great stock market crash, anti-nuclear protesters tried but failed to shut down the New York Stock Exchange. In 1934, gunman Francisco Martin Duran fired more than two dozen shots from a semi-automatic rifle at the White House. Duran was later convicted of trying to assassinate President Bill Clinton and was sentenced to 40 years in prison. This was a cool story. Remember this? In 98, Senator John Glenn was 77, and he went back into space on board the shuttle Discovery, retracing the trail he blazed for America's astronauts 36 years earlier. That would have to be would have been pretty cool to have some of the conversations with him about going back. I remember seeing it on the tube. 10 years ago, some 3,000 people attended a memorial service in Orlando, Florida, for golfer Payne Stewart, very sad, who was killed along with five other people in the crash of their Lear jet. They went along and they were knocked out, that thing that puts you to sleep in the plane. And they couldn't, what could they do for the plane, obviously, and then they found that it was missing. 5 years ago, Osama bin Laden, in a videotaped statement, directly admitted for the first time that he'd ordered the September 11th attacks and told America the best way to avoid another Manhattan was to stop threatening Muslim security. Also, 5 years ago, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat was flown to Paris for medical treatment, and comedian Vaughn Meader, who gained fame satirizing President John F. Kennedy, died in Maine at the age of 68. It was just a year ago when a 6.4 magnitude earthquake in southwestern Pakistan killed at least 215 people nearly 50 hours after Game 5 started but was stopped by rain. The Phillies finished off the Tampa Bay Rays, oh, how well I remember it, 4-3 in a three-inning sprint to the World Series for the first time since 1980. And here they are back again trying to repeat. Maestro, could we have some birthday music, please? A bluegrass band called the Osborne Brothers. Well, bluegrass singer-musician Sonny Osborne is 72 years old. So do about another country crooner, Lee Clayton, who's 67. Rock musician Denny Lane is 65. Singer Melba Moore is 64. Actress Kate Jackson, remember she was one of Charlie's Angels. She was also on a show called The Rookies a long time ago. 61 years old. Actor Richard Dreyfuss is a year older. He's 62. Never forget him from Jaws, baby, but he's been in a ton of other stuff, too. Dan Castellaneta from The Simpsons is 52 years old. Comic strip artist Tom Wilson from Ziggy fame is 52 years old. She used to be on General Hospital. Actress Finola Hughes is 50. Singer Randy Jackson is 48 years old. Rock musician Peter Timmons from the Cowboy Junkies is 44. Actress Jolie Fisher turns 42. Rock singer S.A. Martinez from 311 is 40 years old. Winona Ryder, I mentioned her before, 38 years old. Actress Tracy Ellis Ross is 37. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Brendan Fear is 32 and Ben Foster is 29. From Vampire Weekend.
If you was a large, flightless Australian bird, not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Oh, I'm getting wild about Harry.
All right, without further ado, we're going to usher Harry Rinker in from the green room here on America Tonight. Remember, you got to dial in quickly on this number, 800-259-5791. Got a couple of emails from some of you just last week. You can send Harry an email, too. We'll tell you about the mailbag in a second, but you can always send me something quickly at americatonight.net, just like you do with Nail the Score. A lot of people get to us that way. Harry, how are you?
Doing fine now. Good morning. It's an interesting time of the year. We're back on the indoor antique shows up north. Everybody in the outdoor shows have moved south. A lot of interesting developments in the trade. I've talked for years about the fact that all these corporations that came in and bought up stuff in the trade have not been the best thing for the trade, and they're going away. The Brits have retreated. We've beaten them again. Sent them
back
to
England. That's a good
thing. DMG Media Group or World Media, DMG World Media, came over into America and bought up Antique Trader, a number of publications, also a number of antique shows, and they divested themselves of everything. Going back.
Wow.
You know, the antiques and collectible business is a funny business. It's really a business of individuals. And when you try to combine things for whatever reason and you take the individual out of the equation, it doesn't work. Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah. What's
so
happening?
The good news is people are coming back in again, and I feel probably more energized about the business than I have recently.
Well, that is good. We've told people, because somebody, I got a note here from a woman named Alice and said, Kate, I heard you mention to Harry something about him having a schoolhouse, and I got confused. He's selling it. He's got stuff in it. What were you talking about?
Back in Pennsylvania, we're doing the show from Brookfield, Connecticut, which is where I live at the moment. My wife and I had a home in Pennsylvania, a little town called Veracruz, which was the old former Veracruz Elementary School. It was a 14,000 square foot building, and we had a 3,000 foot apartment in the front, and I had the rest of it filled up with my stuff. Unfortunately, I did sell it, and I am in the process of packing up 50,000 objects and trying to decide what I want to sell and what I don't want to sell, or what's, you know, I wrote a book called Sell, Keep, or Toss that said don't put it in storage, and now I'm faced with putting it in storage. it's one of these things where I look back at all the money I spent in this stuff over the years and said, you know, if I had all that money in a bank account, I'd have several hundred thousand dollars and I'd be retiring. The truth of the matter is that it's a gut-wrenching kind of thing if you're a collector. And also, considering I had one of the largest research libraries in the United States, what to do with all those reference books? Right now they're packing up in cartons, and I think there are 75 cartons, and they're finally up to the letter M.
Wow.
So it's going to be a difficult couple of months before this is all resolved one way or another for me.
Yeah, no kidding. Everybody wants
me to have an auction, but here's the bad news for all the people, all the vultures that thought they'd get at my stuff. I sold the building at a sufficient dollar amount to get out of debt, so everything in the building is mine to keep if I want to.
Yeah, good for you.
He says.
Exactly.
Except it's a little hard to put 14,000 square foot of stuff into a 2,500 square foot townhouse.
Yeah, no kidding. You definitely are going to have to.
Got a little math problem there, Kate. I hate to tell you that.
You certainly do. Hey, tell everybody about the mailbag.
Yeah, listen, we would love to get some emails. The American Night mailbag is empty. If you have a question about antiques and collectibles, about an object and its value, or maybe just how the antiques and collectibles field is working at the moment, you can send me an email. My email address is my full name with my middle initial, Harry L. Rinker, HarryLRinker, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Please start your email. I listen to you on American Night. Give us the name of your favorite radio station if you can, please. The reason to email me, not that you can't call 1-800-259-5791, is the fact that I can often do some additional research work on the question. And then we'll just answer it on one of my upcoming segments. I'm here every other week on American Night at the same time. I think it's Thursday mornings, 12:20 your time or thereabouts, right?
Right, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, it's great fun. We could, the mailbag's empty, so, you know, get those letters out or get those emails out, HarryLRinker@AOL.com, and, you know, we'll be able to get to them in the weeks ahead.
All right, we've got another note here from Dennis D., and he said, Kate, this sounds like a vague question, but please ask Harry. I have an unbelievable amount of DVDs. You know, the technology is constantly changing.
Yeah, well, at least he doesn't have 78 RPM records. What can I tell you?
No, exactly.
Well, you know, it's interesting about the old 78s and 33 and a thirds and 45s. You can't play them on a modern machine. And the big question is, what is going to be collectible from the DVD business? You know, so much stuff is remastered constantly now. So much of it's readily available. Every CD container looks like every other one.
Right.
The nice thing about old 33 and a third record albums, at least they were good size if you collected for the cover art. I mean, what are you going to do with 550 DVDs, you know? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I don't see what you can do.
Yeah, I've had an interesting thing. I have three large storage units for 35 millimeter slides at the school called multiplex units. I offered them to the local art museum. The local art museum says, we don't have any interest. We're getting rid of all our slides. We're digitizing everything.
but thanks.
I mean, and I think this is one of the things that for those of us, again, that were researching, did all this work and did all this stuff and put it there, this technology shifts, and it's amazing how fast it's shifting, actually. I had some of the first portable computers that were out there, old Zeniths. They weighed 4.5 pounds, hauled them around on airplanes, found them up in the closet, put them on eBay. Who knows?
Yeah, no kidding. I have, and this is perfect for you, too, because I think this is another listener who heard us talking about this. It's John in Austin, and he wanted me to ask you, he said, I've got a hodgepodge collection of nutcrackers. How do you determine what nutcrackers are worth?
How big the nut they can crack? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Seriously. It's very interesting. Nutcrackers were very popular back in the 80s and 90s. Not as much anymore. There were actually price guides done to them. Age is going to be a big factor. If they're pre-1945, that's important. If they're post-World War II, maybe not as collectible as you might imagine. If they're mass-produced ones, it's one thing. The thing that a lot of people have are these old nutcrackers from the Erzgebirge region of Germany, the ones that soldiers and foresters and all kinds of things. The difficulty is they're still making them today. And, in fact, the modern ones are worth every bit as much as some of the historic ones. Nutcrackers are one of those areas which I would, for want of a better reason, call endangered species. First of all, most of the modern nutcrackers aren't designed to crack nuts. And then, even for the ones that are, who uses a nutcracker these days? You go buy shelled nuts in a package in a store.
You're right.
And I'm in a big argument right now with a bunch of people about memory and the importance of memory. And I'm a big fan that if anything is going to have value, you have to remember it. If you don't remember it, it doesn't have value. Well, then I get all these nasty letters from people who say, we collect this and we don't ever remember owning it, blah, 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 blah. But you remember talking about it, you remember reading about it, you remember people having it. And the thing about it is, with these nutcrackers, back at Christmas time, it was a big thing at Christmas to get a bowl full of walnuts. And all different kinds of nuts. You get a crack open and eat them, and that was all part of the mystique of the thing. Does anybody still do that?
I don't think so. My grandfather, that's it.
Yep, there you are.
Yeah. When I was a kid, you're right, that used to be a big deal, the walnuts.
It was a big deal. It was a really big deal, Kate. I mean, the pecan nuts, you sit there and you try to crack those silly pecan nuts and get that thing out all intact, and then it would just be white mush if you pressed down too hard. But,
exactly.
Those are the memories. Those are important. But if the young people have no memory about this kind of stuff, then it's a lost cause.
Yeah, sure. Nothing's going to happen there. Hey, we got a question. Harry, we might have to take this question over, but can you carry over for a few minutes with us if we do that?
Yeah, just a few, though.
Okay, here's Joshua in Kentucky. Hey, Joshua, go for it.
Okay, hey. Delaney, I love your show.
Thanks.
Harry Ranker, how you doing?
Good. What you got, Joshua?
I got a bunch of comic books from the 70s and 80s of Superman and Batman and stuff like that. They're in good condition. Man, what do you think about that?
All right, well, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, and then it's worth thinking about. Okay, hang in there, Kate. I'll be here.
All right, so we're going to answer that question next. Harry carrying over for just a few quick minutes. And then remember, he'll be back not next week, but the following week. Stay with us here on America Tonight.